It's time for our weekly look behind the lyrics of a classic song in The Lyrics, The Thing with Paul Harrington. Paul, good morning to you all.
Good morning, Jonathan. It's lovely to hear you there, and you sound like you have your hands full.
we're looking at a... many things. I don't know what I'm doing half the time, Paul. Thankfully, Pat's back on
you're
Thursday.
You're doing it very well. You're doing it with aplomb, should I say. We're looking at a classic song, is right, Jonathan, a song called Time in a Bottle. And I'm just thinking, listening to you, that would be something that would be lovely for us all to be able to save time in a bottle. As the fella says, I'd settle for a decent vaccine at a close second. But we're looking at Jim Croce, Croce, his 70s hit, Time in a Bottle. And I know that sort of title may not sit well with the Carpe Diem mindset, but when you look at this, the song and the origins and some of the ironies attached, I suppose we can look at the lyrics in a different light.
Yeah, and I have to say, I did listen back to it this morning as well to remind myself, and it's a fantastic song. One of the ironies being that having a number one with Time in a Bottle after his untimely death at just 30 years of age.
Yeah, it's a really, really tragic tale, I have to say. And you know, he was right at the beginning of kind of getting really very well established, albeit his first two albums had been commercial failures. But of course, we're going back to a time when you know, if you were signed to a label and they had faith in you, you know, they stuck with you for a while. And so at this point, he was starting to tour on the back of his a very successful third album called Life and Times, and he had a huge number one hit from that called Bad Leroy Brown. Doesn't matter what age you are, I'm sure you've come across that song at some point.
Oh, I have.
But this was back in 1973, and now he'd just been to Ireland in the July of that year, and you can see it online these days, but he filmed a TV concert for RTE, and then of course he wound up back in the States. He started to continue his tour in the September of that year, and he was heading off to a show in a light aircraft, very common thing across the States and for musicians, but unfortunately it crashed on takeoff and all five occupants died, and as they say, the rest is a very familiar rock and roll story or history.
Yeah, very much so. The song was actually written for his son, so there was an added element to it, who is now a performer in his own right, AJ Croce. He was a toddler when his dad died, but it gives the lyric a poignancy, I suppose, a circumstantial poignancy rather than a poetic one.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like everything. I mean, there's so many songs out there that when somebody tells you, like, for example, Lionel Richie's song, Three Times a Lady, and then somebody tells you, oh, actually, he wrote that about his grandmother, it just takes on a whole different complexion, you know. But this the story, it's a very sad story. Bittersweet story, and it's told, I suppose it's tempered over the years since his death, and I was looking at it through interviews and documentaries by Jim Croce's wife Ingrid, and of course their son AJ, grown up now, lad, and playing away, but they're very fondly looking back and remembering, and Ingrid starts telling the story of how she met Jim, and I kind of had a giggle because when I heard it, it was a very similar thing happened in my own world, but she was singing at a hootenanny, and Jim, who at that point hadn't kind of cracked the big time, but he was still a very popular performer in bars and clubs at the time. Anyway, he wound up being a judge this evening where she was performing, and they met and as I say, that's how I met my wife, but a totally different story. They met and married. She went on to tell us about how anxious they were to start the family and get the kids underway, but they weren't having any luck, and they went to visit this kind of highly regarded medical specialist to investigate, and he just said, look, by the way, I don't know what your problem is, because you're pregnant. So Jim's reaction to this was very mixed with joy and panic. But of course, his response was wonderful. He said, like, right, I've got to take this music business very, very seriously now because I'm going to have a baby. And Ingrid, she goes on then to say that evening, you know, very quickly he sat down, he put pen to paper, and he wrote down, if I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just spend them with you. You know, it's rather beautiful.
She was taken at that point. She couldn't possibly do anything but love the man more. It's a little poetic, but it's a very powerful way of expressing that instinctive love for someone you haven't met or who has just been conceived. Because you're overwrought with emotion when you find out that there's a baby on the way. And I suppose it goes to your deep psyche that you're afraid that you mightn't be around forever.
It's the first thing that strikes you. I mean, every like recently, myself, my wife, we have a little 9-month-old, and you know, we've been going through all of that ourselves. But I mean, it's everyone reacts differently to the news. But this Jim, say, or other singer songwriters in particular, it seems for me, looking at him, he was working on some sort of subconscious level, and you know, remember, he put this song down very, very quickly, but yet he chose to protect the future in a bottle, which I kind of looked up. It's a symbol for the womb, because it embodies the principles of, if you like, containment, enclosure, and safety, and hope for the future. And as I jokingly say, like if you're on a desert island, a bottle, a pen, and paper would come in very handy. But I mentioned earlier that it seems contrary to the whole carpe diem way of life, but in many ways, seizing the day, you, me, humans, we're always trying to save the day. I mean, but whether it's taking photographs, or, you know, if you think back, many times you've been out and you've had a fantastic day and you say, God, I wish it wouldn't end. But also, Jonathan, I mentioned that Jim Croce had made a couple of albums that weren't commercially successful. His record label had the faith in his talent, and obviously they wanted to get their investment back at some point, but there were still albums and tours already set up in the pipeline, and his trajectory was heading into the fray. And you can see how he reflects this in the refrain, where he goes, but there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. And so here he's reflecting the kind of, I suppose, daily life, but already contemplating, as you said, you know, contemplating not being around. First of all, in his own head, he was thinking of touring commitments, etc. But when you look at it, the single most important line, for me anyway, is that I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. Beautiful.
The romantic old fool. This is my favourite part of the segment, Paul, where you have to kind of, having gone through all of that and built up the emotion, you have to go and play the song.
Well, that's true.
I'm always
true.
Impressed by this gear change. So anyway, here we go. This is Jim Croce and Time in a Bottle, performed by Mr. Paul Harrington.
Well, just before I do it, I'm going to dedicate it to because I dragged my wife into the whole thing, you see, I'm going to dedicate it to my wife, Carol, and our little girl, Molly, as well. So she's as I say, she just turned 9 months, but I'm going to do this for them. Well, so thanks, Jonathan.
Very clever man to make sure that it's all spread across the way. Paul Harrington, take it away.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. And if I could make days last forever, and if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I wanna go through time with.